vibrant Ardesh, huge numbers turning up. We're very encouraged by that. And I think last evening's session was a very good illustration, I think, of how the changed format is engaging the members more. And the feedback from last night from the members was extremely strong in terms of the openness of the sessions, the capacity for members to participate. And that is continuing this morning in terms of sustaining communities, the education meeting, and of course economy, health and so forth. People are still travelling from all over the country. There's buses coming up from every county. We're looking at record numbers attending this evening. And I think all of that illustrates really that there's a very substantial number of people and members in the party who care about their country, who care about helping and contributing to making things right, and who by their attendance at this Ardesh in such large numbers are demonstrating their commitment to politics, to Fianna Fáil, but above all to their communities and to their country. At the moment, as you know, there's canvassing going on for the Committee of 20 elections and the Vice Presidency elections. And we are struck by the fact that we have a very large number of candidates, but particularly young candidates and particularly young women, which is clearly an objective for the party in terms of having more women involved in the party at all levels. We have a young 17-year-old contesting the Committee of 20. That gives great hope and encouragement for the future of the party and indeed for the future of politics, that people so young are determined enough and committed enough to put themselves forward for elections to the national executive itself. And that has created a very good atmosphere, which is always key to an Ardesh like this. So take any questions.
Micheál, tonight you're going to be giving a televised address, not just to the party, but also to the people of the country. Are you going to offer an apology for the role that your party has played in the collapse of the economy?
Well, I will be giving a comprehensive address to the people tonight, not obviously just to the members of the party. And it will cover many areas. It will deal with the past that we've emerged from. It will deal with some of the key issues and concerns that face people today. And, of course, it will outline the roadmap ahead in terms of how we see the country going forward and, in particular, how we see politics going forward. Obviously, I think you would accept that I'm not going to give the speech here right now or the specifics of it. I think I would appreciate, I know it's a long weekend, Justin, but I'd appreciate if you could hang around a bit longer this evening and we'll certainly get it then, you know.
Will there be an apology?
Well, as I said, tune in tonight and you'll get the full Monty, as they're saying.
Could
Well, Neil, in our era, Neil Dini Eglort, Guspechilte Erin Gestchen, Gaginneralta, on Tormatogom Hemno, on Mohochain, Time Ibrahim Chan Nau, Gulchid Tru Erin Tauchi, Gul Dakar Ashahamak, Gulchid Vadnis Breaver, basically, Gabanusuk, Sheto Ervion. Cosfinta on 40 now on Tauchi on 40 August Corsi Natirisho. Marhomton or Honig May Stach, Visa Kaintle Dine, Achail Post, and Takten Shakate. So Corsi Fostirte, Achnemirte, in Erin Adala, Shinis Bonusbar, you know, on the tournament a wheel on 40 August. Connus is Federling on 40 off Jochent, August Tasimago own, August Shin on Mohokon is Loidre. A ton shot.
The organisational changes that have been proposed this afternoon, what do you hope that emerges from those proposals, and would it be a major setback if the one man, one member, one vote proposal were to be defeated by members of the party?
I think what we hope to emerge from today is a system, or essentially a reform which will allow every member have an equal say in the key decisions that a party has to make on an annual basis. And those key decisions would relate to, in particular, the selection of candidates at the selection conventions. And indeed, if you have 10 or 20 members of a common, that basically each member, each one of the 20, would have an equal say. As you know, traditionally, it's three people are nominated to go to convention or to a constituency meeting. And what we are saying is it's more democratic. It will give everyone a greater say if everybody has an equal say in terms of selecting candidates. And that would be a key immediate outcome of the decision today. Two other key elements would be the proposal to establish a commission to examine how best or what's the best mechanism to devise to give the membership a say in the election of leadership into the future. And also in terms of going into government into the future, to give the membership a specific role in the context of a formal conference to be convened to sanction any move to go into government with any other party into the future. And so they're the three tangibles that, in addition to some others, that would emerge from the organisational reforms that are before the people today. Yes, we would be very disappointed if they didn't go through, particularly in the urban context. And the party has challenges in urban Ireland, and we do see, whereas the proposals have applicability across the country, they have very real applicability in the cities and towns across the country.
Will your party be doing a ground war, so to speak, on the fiscal treaty referendum? Will you be canvassing on the ground, or is it merely just symbolically supporting it? And second, just on the
we'll be doing a ground campaign.
Okay.
Yeah, well, as best we can, and certainly
already there's confusion from government, and there should be a banking debt right now or negotiation related to the treaty. There shouldn't be. There will only be one vote. There mightn't be. From past experience, I think it's helpful that there's already mixed messages coming out from different elements of government.
Absolutely not, Fionnán. That would concern me greatly. And from the opening speeches in the Dáil, what's crucial in this referendum is people need to get the messaging right. People need to be very clear, focused and specific, both in terms of the question that's to be put before the people, which has to be the fiscal treaty question. Secondly, in terms of, I don't believe in a conditionality in terms of the promissory note. And I've said that in the Dáil, I made it very clear. I do think the promissory note issue should be dealt with, but separate from the treaty. And it must be dealt with. I think it will be dealt with ultimately. As I have said, its impact on other Eurozone countries, it's not similar to the bondholder question. And so the mechanism that was created via the promissory note was designed specifically to deal with a unique situation in the context of Anglo. And in advance of any European facility being in place, we've moved down the road a fair bit now with a European facility in place, a more permanent mechanism coming into place. And I think Ireland deserves, on any objective analysis, fair treatment in relation to the promissory note. But in my view, we shouldn't play games with people in this. If we believe the principles and content of the treaty itself on its own are the correct ones, are meritorious, and will help as a step forward, it's not a panacea, but as a step forward in restoring confidence and reflect what we've signed up to for the last decade, then I think on principle we should go for it. That is my position. I think the conflicting messages on that will not help the campaign to get the treaty passed.
The hall, down in the other hall, there, your party has voted to pass a motion supporting.